some of our favorite restaurateurs are in the house, joining us this morning from Al Pescatore. It's Trevor and Nicole. But today we're going to be talking about how, well, it seems as if we are living in an age of electronic fraudsters on steroids. They're just everywhere. You dare not really trust anything online until you have very carefully asserted and checked that you're dealing with who you think you're dealing with. Because, well, Trevor and Nicole, you have a story to tell. Let's hear it.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Yes, we basically, our Google page, which is everyone now does their reviews through Google's, and our Google page, someone somehow got in there, and they changed our contact number. So, of course, if you go to a restaurant or you want to go to a new restaurant and you want to contact that restaurant, you just hit contact number on the bottom. And they went through to this guy who was very professional and said, yes, look, you can make a booking, but you've got to give a deposit for a booking. Now, funny enough, I talked to a lady yesterday who said, look, in Joburg, this happens. There's quite a few restaurants that ask for deposits. Because I said, why would you want to give a deposit to a restaurant? And she said, no, in Joburg they do. The big restaurants like Fire Room ask for deposits. Down here, I don't think there's many restaurants that ask for deposits. Have you ever been asked for a deposit, Dad?
No. And I think you're quite right. Possibly in the biggest, and I say possibly because I don't know, but I think it's a risky business. Sure. If you're going to pay a deposit to someone purporting to be Trevor Wolf from Alpes, how do you know?
Well, that's a problem. So, Shampies, we had a youngster in first who he got zapped for 500, but he was asked to do, and I'm sure the warning bell should go off at that stage, he was asked to do a phone-to-phone deposit. Now, surely when you booked a restaurant, you would not...
Look, I would imagine, here is the thing, if someone is going to start with the money up front, and it hasn't happened before, then I would imagine alarm bells should be ringing. The bottom line is check and double check. When people are asking you for money or information about how they can access your banking details, or when it comes to hard-earned cash flowing from you to them electronically, beware. And in fact, probably, if I can be so bold as to say, probably in the Bolito epoch, just put the phone down.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah. Go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
There you won't be scammed, for sure.
Exactly.
You know, then the second woman's from Joburg that got scammed, and that told, she phoned me yesterday and said, now this is what really worries me. She wanted to book Easter Sunday. Now, the guy said, you want to come in Easter Sunday, deposit. That's kind of, maybe I would have got hooked on that as well. And again,
he's very professional. He knows what he's doing. So he's working the system well.
I think you guys are very well. You're doing the civic duty thing to the restaurant trade here by coming forward with this information. You can bet your bottom dollar that if it's happened to you, it's going to definitely, if it hasn't already, it will happen to others in the trade.
Without a doubt. Little things that I noticed, she showed me the invoice that he sent to her so professional, a booking number. 900 rand deposits gone into account, but he spelt the restaurant wrong. We are Al Pescatore with an AL. He put it EL. Now there, I would have already said, yes. Well, there's something wrong there. Yeah. Because surely you've seen the restaurant on the website and you've seen how it's been spelt. What do you think?
Well, the bottom line is these scamsters are out there, and certainly it is now a message to take very, very seriously any kind of request from any service provider, in fact, that is asking you for money up front. Make sure that you are dealing with who you think you're dealing with. And how do you do that? Well, maybe do your own research and look for the number, not on the contact form that you're responding to, but independently. You just go onto any platform. And I wanted to just mention something which I think is going to be pretty much, shall we say, designed to prevent this kind of rubbish action taking place again. We're going to be very soon, in fact, by the end of this week, it will be announced, I think, in the final stages of creating a our digital Bolito Connect, a collection of what we would consider to be the best businesses in the region.
Yeah.
That we have vetted and approved and that we've got contacts with. And all that information is going to be through our portal available to the public.
Brilliant.
But it'll only be, and this is very important, businesses that we, Life and Style, know and approve because, you know, the best of the best.
That's
and
brilliant.
In that way, people looking for products, services, restaurant, know that if you come through this portal, the information on this portal, because we're going to keep it incredibly secure, well, that'll be the go-to, and it'll be available on your cell phone as simply as just hit the button. But getting back to the question at hand, Trevor, how are you at the moment dealing with the situation?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. We're reeling backwards because this weekend, about 3-4 tables came in. One woman was in the restaurant industry. She said, this guy's very professional. He knows what you're doing. They even changed...
Changed all our photos. That was the first thing I saw. They took photos that weren't even of our restaurant and publicized them on Google.
Have you reached out to the cyber sleuths? Have you got the authorities involved in tracking and tracing this? Because everything's got a trail.
We're trying, but this guy, the one guy I know very well who's kind of a cyber detective, said this guy's got a lucky packet SIM card. He uses it for a little bit, throws away, gets another one.
He also keeps changing the email addresses, and it's a difficult one to track. We have IT working on it, and we're trying our best to track this person down, but challenging.
It kills you. I mean, I've had sleepless nights. But going back to my weekend, I was really on my back foot all the time because you get a table of 10 coming in, you're virtually full, and they go, we booked online.
Mm.
You go, oh God, where am I going to put these people? And I know we're going to have this on the Easter weekend. This guy's worked our restaurant properly.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's going to go to the next restaurant. It's working for him, and he's going to do the same thing. The only thing I don't understand, how do they get into Google?
Hmm. Well, you know, I don't want to comment because I don't know enough about it, but I do know this, that the barrier to entry on social media is very low. Anyone who's had a go can create some kind of a profile and post themselves online.
And
that's why it drives me dilly when people trust just blindly. It's online, it must be true. It probably isn't. And make sure, and again, this message, make sure before you hand over your details, whether it be your personal details, your bank, any kind of information that's going to disadvantage you down the line, should you be dealing with a crook, just know this. All the banks are telling you, everyone in the sort of industry of trade and commerce is telling you, there are so many cyber scams out there. If you do a little bit of research, you'll discover you're either dealing with legit or you're not. 9 times out of 10, if it's something that's come to you unsolicited, in other words, you haven't gone online to look for this particular restaurant, service provider, if it's come to you because you just happen to be doom scrolling and there up pops something and it looks too good to be true, or it looks like let me just say this, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Buyer beware, caveat emptor. But then the message from Trevor, Nicole, the restaurant trade in Bolito, I think generally speaking, I might be safe in saying this, they are not booking online. They never have done. They probably never will do because of this kind of problem.
Yes.
Don't part with your cash, and please don't go to the restaurant and expect them to honor where you have erred. Because the bottom line is, you have erred if you've passed on your money to some scamster pretending to be someone else. You cannot hold the someone else then accountable.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, on that note, when considering booking for a restaurant online, consider the restaurants here. We have a restaurant full of guests. Are we actually sitting on the Google, on the Facebook, on the Instagram when you're trying to book? It's not a reliable source. Please, in this case, pick up the phone and phone the restaurant, because the restaurant doesn't always have accessibility
to their
social media platforms
because
we're on the floor making your you know, your dreams come true. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, just to reiterate, social media is lovely for entertainment purposes, information possibly, but when it comes to commercial transactions, be very, very, very circumspect and make sure that it is you who are initiating the transaction. In other words, that you have gone on to double check that you're dealing with who you think you're dealing with. And when it comes to restaurants in Bolito, believe me, it's not going to be online that they're asking for your money. Am I right?
Without a doubt. Right.
Definitely in our case.
And it's not just us. I met a guy yesterday who said he has a B&B. He said he's lost thousands through people, same story, hooking in, making a new page of his B&B and just scamming the money.
Again, so dangerous. Why I say it's so important to make sure that whatever source you're using, it's trustworthy. And that's why we're, as Life and Style, leaping in now to protect and to support the local economy by making sure that if you're looking for good quality services, products, support, you'll find it in Bolito Connect through Life and Style. Brilliant. Because we're not going to allow the scamsters to win this one. No. We're simply not going to do it.
Yep.
And I wish you guys continued success. You got a fabulous product.
Yes.
Al Pescatore, if you haven't been, my word, you're missing out on one of the pleasures of life. And it just breaks my heart to think that there are bloody scamsters among us that are sullying the experience for all and sundry. But you're doing the right thing.
You know, thank you.
We're shining a light on the made the cockroach run very, very far and very fast. And then may he be stomped.
And if I may, on a lighter note, next month we start our bar build. So keep your eyes posted on Al Pescatore because we have great things in store.
We will be inviting you guys. We're going to have a huge launch on this one. Are we looking at really the cocktail bar on the beach?
Not the
view from the deck, but the cocktail on the beach.
Good things from Al Pescatore in Bolito. I think Al Pescatore is the longest now serving restaurant on this particular strip. It has been how many years?
It's nearly 36. Yeah.
So we celebrate May with a new, and our bar is exactly 36 years old. I think, Stan, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's probably older. It came from the old restaurant, but yeah, it'll
be 36 years old in May, right?
Well, it's a huge testimony to the product and the people behind the product stood the test of time. It just gets better and better. More strength to you guys.
Thank you.
And we love our association with Al Pescatore. Yes. And it hurts me that someone has caused you grief. If I find them, I'll set king on them. That'll be the end.
I'll be stomping them out.
Our very special guests, Trevor and Nicole Wolf from Al Pescatore. Pop along and have fun at the restaurant on the beach.